There are two problems. The first is that the Home Office is effectively outsourcing the job it should do. People should be checked properly by professionals at the border. That's not being done properly. Instead, what the government's doing is passing the burden on to landlords, private landlords, the likes of you and me and many other people listening to this programme who simply want to rent out some premises. They're not properly trained. They don't have the full information and they're worried about the risk. And the problem, the second problem that brings is that it raises the prospect of unintentional discrimination. In other words, landlords who perfectly well want to do the job, worried about the consequences, will simply revert to saying, well, I can't really do the check. I don't have the backup. I haven't got the training. Therefore, what I'll do is I'll only really rent to people with a British passport who are white. And that's the real problem.
But why shouldn't everyone be doing their bit to uphold the law?
Well, in one sense, they should. The question is whether they're equipped to do so. And it's all very well saying there are agencies. With all these things, taking the time to do the checks is costly for landlords, and it really ought to be done properly by the professionals. Now, when the Act, the statute, the legislation that allowed this to happen was going through Parliament, there was real concern on all sides politically that this would lead to discrimination because it wouldn't be done properly. And the government said, well, let's wait, let's roll it out and pilot it and then evaluate the pilot. They then announced the rollout before they got to the end of the pilot. So there's a bit of contempt for the process. There was genuine concern. Nobody says this shouldn't be done if it can be done properly, but there was genuine concern about this scheme.